Hello, my name's Doreen Bolton. I'm a coordinator of the Farm Families Health Check Programme. Farm Families was really started because farmers are notorious for not going to see their GPs or to check out their health. They're always very busy. Their work on their farm sort of dictates their day's work, and they're very busy and really don't look about their health in general.
What are the things that they're coming to you with?
Well, our programme really has a set assessment that we do, and we do cholesterols and blood pressures, weights, heights, calculate their body mass index. We do a bit of physical health as well in relation to alcohol and smoking, but we also very much at the moment look at the mental health of farmers because of the stresses and strains of farming at the moment. Then we're looking to see if there's anything that we can do in relation to advise and support and signpost on to other areas.
Is mental health a problem that you've noticed kind of increasing of late because of the pressures of the industry?
Yeah, very much so. Farmers are very shy people. They really don't talk too much about their mental health. But sometimes when they get to an environment where there's someone that they don't know or they can't, they're not familiar with, they can open up a wee bit more.
What can a farmer expect? You know, I'm sure there's a lot of farmers who've seen you parked up here outside. You're literally kind of almost in the car park here, right outside the mart. So what can a farmer expect if he decides to approach you who hasn't done so before?
Well, we're convenient, first of all. We're just, as you say, parked up outside. We're convenient to them. We don't expect them to be dressed up in their best clothes. They can come in their welly boots. They're friendly staff. You're very approachable. And we'd like to think that we are there to help them, that we're providing. They don't have an occupational health service, so that we can be there to provide that service. Because many times whenever they're wanting to go to a doctor's appointment, maybe something at last minute, cow calving, or something happens in the farm that they can't get there.
Are you aware that there's a health van here at the mart?
Oh yes, I was here the last time it was here. Great service, very happy with it, and I went to my doctor afterwards.
Very good to see it here, because farmers doesn't look after themselves enough. They don't go enough and be checked. They never have time, and they're rushing and pushing. They need to stop and think.
Have you ever been to it?
Yeah, this morning.
Oh, you went this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's a good job?
Good job.
Why would you choose to go to the health van instead of just going to your GP?
Well, because it's the last thing you want to do, isn't it? To go to the GP or go near them. Thank God I got a clean bill of health.
I'm Dr. Gordon Geary, I'm a GP. I have a very expensive hobby, which is also farming as well as my professional career.
So you're well qualified to tell me, just why do farmers need a health van parked outside the mart for them to go to? Why don't they go and see their GP?
Well, farmers are extremely busy people, for starters, and the majority of them would be men. And it's well known that men are more reluctant to go and see their GP for even major health problems. So I think having somewhere that's convenient and easy for them to access healthcare is definitely a good idea, because the effort that it would take for them to make and attend an appointment is something that they would probably be a little less likely to do than the general population.
So the mart's nearly over here in Clogher for today. How many people have you seen?
Well, on average, we like to see about 20 clients per event. We're not really talking about the quantity that we see. It's more about the quality of what we feel that we have done that matters. My background's district nursing, and I also live on a farm, so I'm very familiar and know exactly what farming life's like. So I suppose that background has given me quite a good insight into what's going on here. If there's a calf sick or a cow sick, they look after that, but the main asset on the farm is them. And if they're not there and they're not healthy, the farm won't function.